This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Justin Verlander meeting with the Dodgers. There we go. Business of baseball picking up around here. We'll keep you posted. Sports Radio 610. .com. Imagine if what happened on Wednesday with Lovie Smith, Nick Caserio, etc. Imagine if that were in New York, or if that were the Dallas Cowboys, or if that were the Washington football team. I mean, First Take wouldn't even need a run sheet. They would just jump on Nick Caserio and the Texans organization like a damn trampoline.
Go. That would be the run sheet.
I mean, sometimes I think this stuff that happens here just kind of goes under the radar. But just imagine, hell, if that was in New England.
New England, Dallas, Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they got a little bit lucky there. Mm-hmm. By the way, on the text line, a lot of people talking about the job Caserio's done up to this point. Look, I don't have a problem with the job that Caserio's done getting them through the mud. I actually think the way he handled the Deshaun Watson trade was perfect. I don't know if too many guys could have handled it better than he did. He deserves credit for that. We know that there was a tough cap situation and draft equity was limited. So I understand that. I have no issue with what's going on the field at all. Like, what happened in Miami yesterday is irrelevant to me. I want the number one pick. And I do think the right guy can build this thing rather quickly by making the right decisions. My thing is, Nick Caserio is kind of showing some, I don't want to call them warning signs, but he's showing some context clues that maybe he's not much different than what they've tried to get away from.
Right.
And that's my problem.
Well, I would put a twist on what you said because I don't agree wholeheartedly. The result is what we want. But what we're seeing is a sure sign that Lovie Smith got to go.
Yes.
Offense got to go. So there is stuff that we are, that we should be, you know, excited about in terms of, or not excited, passionate about in terms of this has got to change, right? The result, sure, lose them all. Let's get the number one overall pick. So that's the result. But what we're seeing, and by the way, what we're seeing from Nick, I mean, his buffer is gone, and it's starting to really, you know, reflect on him more.
Yes, and like some of the context clues, like the goofiest thing about the DeAndre Hopkins trade to me was the fourth round pick swap. The trade was bad enough and it spoke for itself, but the fact there was a fourth round pick swap there was goofy as hell. Like, can we be honest?
Like, let's throw this in too.
What are we doing? Like, was that the deal breaker?
This sounds smarter than we are.
So the second rounder was weird enough. David Johnson was weird enough, but they had like a fourth round pick swap as if that was something that was just brilliantly done. And I know that was like an Easterby creation. The Marcus Cannon trade that Nick Caserio made was the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they swap multiple picks. You know Marcus Cannon. Like, I talk about the dead cap. Like, Marcus Cannon's making $5 million from the Texans this year. To do what? Walk around like someone waiting to get their tray carried at Luby's? Like, what was that? Shaq Lawson, $5 million. Like, what was that? Like, there some of these, like, little, like,
they add up.
Context clues, they just kind of add up. And I just wonder, like, is Nick Caserio, I appreciate what he's done up to this point, but is Nick Caserio going to be the guy that's going to take you where you need to go? And are you handcuffed? Like, if there is some sort of miscommunication between him and Lovie Smith, and the leaks happen, and you have this, like, weird mindset where there's some sort of competitive advantage that you can't even hold on to, despite the fact that someone that's way more advanced and in touch with today's football has the complete opposite approach, like, how many coaches are going to want to work in that? Because we've assumed, okay, the Texans couldn't hire anyone, so they hired David Culley. I think we agree.
Yeah.
Lovie Smith, they had to settle for Lovie Smith because of everything that was going on. Nobody else was going to hire Lovie Smith. We agree on that. how many coaches are going to want to come here? Because I do think it's appealing. On paper, I think it's a very appealing job. But if a coach is having to come here and be told, hey, we're going to keep this a secret because, you know, we did that in New England and Bill Belichick and all this type of stuff, or, you know, Jack Easterby is like, he's the other thing that I don't get about Caserio is, why did they even fire Jack Easterby? Because he goes up there and talks about all these great things he did and how awesome it. Why'd y'all even fire him?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's basically justifying what happened.
Yeah, he did some stuff. What did he say? We're going to have to allocate some of those things. Allocate what? Allocate D's, as you would say. Because what was he doing, really? And then the other part that it's actually kind of offensive to me is, you know, Lovie Smith was given marching orders by Nick Caserio. Do it this way. This is the story. This is the narrative. You're going to take some lumps. You're going to get some tough questions, et cetera, et cetera. It has me thinking that only Nick Caserio pawns are going to be potential candidates. Like, we have this dream of D'Amico Ryan,
yes,
of, you know, Kellen Moore, you know, these guys that are can kind of do what Mike McDaniel did yesterday. And show like,
oh, it was,
wow,
nice. I'll admit, it was nice seeing the young guy just kick Lovey's ass.
I've got some passing thoughts about that.
The young guy just whoop up on the fossil.
One of them was this, though. Like, he threw like in the first quarter alone, they threw like five seam balls over the middle. I'm like, it was like reading a foreign language.
Yeah.
I don't see that here. I don't see that at all. But anyway, I'm starting to wonder, all these dreams that we have of the next coach is a pipe dream. Because Nick Caserio is going to want to have that control, to have one of his guys, you know, do what he says, and just never let go of the actual operation of the team.
And there's always like, it's just as much about context clues. Like, you got to be proactive. Like, Cal McNair at this point has to just be proactive. I'm not saying that you fire Nick Caserio. I'm not saying that Nick Caserio can't figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed off by the stuff that went on Wednesday. And I think that he has a little bit of a smug approach that I don't think he's as smart as he thinks he is at this point. And look, I want Nick Caserio to have success. I don't think he's as in touch with things as he needs to be to achieve full success here. And there are context clues. Like, we were talking about O'Brien before. Like, it drug on for years as we were talking about O'Brien. What's going on here? Easterby, we were talking about that for a long time. Like, just tell me, like, and shout out to Loopholes if you listen, you are one. We're going to be wrong about a lot of things. I mean, we're probably wrong about, what, four things per segment, Figgy? Like, we're going to eat a lot of crow. We're going to be wrong about a lot of things. But tell me the last time that me and John Lopez and Figgy were wrong about important things regarding this team that we cover on a daily basis, and early warning signs that maybe things could be heading in the wrong direction, because this is the most important time. Like, you've gotten through the mud. There's going to be hope in this offseason, and you really need to evaluate it, because if you screw this up, it's literally going to be deja vu, and you're going to find yourself in the exact same situation.
I don't want to hear about systems and processes and global views and, you know, organizational behaviors, these little catchphrases, these little terms that clearly show that he is smart, and he is, but are just deflective of everything where the actual questions need to be asked, which, by the way, the questions needed to be asked yesterday. And we all saw how that ended up.
The OG has a column. It is titled Slick Nick. We will hear this column. And we might hear from old Slick Nick, too.
Because in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.